Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, it looks like the deal is on. I can't believe it. I think we're closing this Friday. It's Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Just got a call from the broker. Finally, the landlord agent has been like, okay, we'll get this set up. Long story short, they wanted me to DocuSign first. I wanted them to DocuSign first. Everyone wanted the other person to sign first, but the bank said, the lender said, okay, landlord signs first, then Nathan, and then, like, we're good to go. So landlord's like, okay, just pay us rent. Like, okay, I will pay you rent. Sign. So anyhow, we're doing that. We're DocuSigning. The bank, this afternoon, I got an alert from my bank. Warning, a large deposit has withdrawn your account. And they took everything, like, down to $200. That's kind of scary to think about. I had, like, a lot of money. All tied up. But, like, the equity injection has gone out. So for folks that were wondering, I pay, like, the franchise fee. Legal fees and all that stuff. So those did not go towards the equity injection. Lenders, you get to take shots. I should have known. I was wrong on that one. The equity injection has got to be a cash check that the buyer writes, money out the door, skin off your game, whatever it is. Skin off your back. I'm going to stop right there. Skin off your back. And those other costs, those go into working capital expenses that I incurred. So, like, they're expenses I can do as, like, a business owner, I think, but they don't go towards the equity injection. So that was a steeper price I was anticipating. We're good to go. I'm just curious what the next club studio will look like in a few months. But anyhow, the cash account has been drained in a good way. So that is down. That's the business account. We can still pay groceries. We're not struggling to pay our rent yet. Or our mortgage. I'm so used to paying rent, not a mortgage. But we're all set there. We're going to DocuSigning tonight. Like, literally, we've got everything. We just need the landlord lease to happen. I think the broker, Josh, you get kudos for this. He said he needed everything Monday, probably knowing it would take 2 days for stuff to trickle in after the fact. But I can't believe it's actually going down. So it's taking a couple days over, but in 2 days, we are scheduled to close, and it looks like it's actually going to happen. We're doing it at, like, 10:30, 11 in the morning. So get this. This is probably my favorite part. And I can say it now because this will come out months after the deal closes. So it's two sellers and a broker. One of the sellers is from Chicago. One is from New York. The broker is from Kansas City. And so over the course of, how long have we been doing this thing? 3 months? 4 months? Not 5 months. No way it's been 5 months. I think we said hello 5 months ago, but we started talking like 3 or 4 months ago. So, guys, this feels like a forever transaction. But anyhow, over time, I've slowly figured out, like, conversation with I knew I was going to get, like, a closing gift for these guys. I'm going to be asking for some favors post-deal from the seller for, like, accounting. It's from one of the sellers for, like, how do I deal with this staff member or this landlord or whatever. And so I wanted to plant seeds of gratitude because I am grateful. Like, this is a life-changing deal. And so for one of the sellers, I got him a signed, framed Walter Payton jersey. Well, technically it's a card that's been graded inside. So it's not the jersey, but it's like an $800 gift that I got. And it's certified and authentic. The guy's from Chicago. So Walter Payton is like the Boy Scout of the NFL. He was the first guy to, like, get an award for being involved in the community, being engaged, and really, like, making a difference in people's lives. And that's what the first seller did. He's really impacted the community, his staff, and he's made a difference beyond the business. He's made a difference as a friend, as an owner, as a human being. And so in my mind, he gets the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Hence, a Walter Payton jersey with a signed autograph from Walter Payton himself. That's for seller number one. Seller number two, he's a little bit older, and he's from New York. I pressed him a little bit on one convo because I saw, like, some sports stuff. Like, so are you a Yankees fan? Are you, like, a Giants fan? He's like, oh, no. I'm a Rangers fan, hockey. So, like, no way. Like, I don't know my hockey. Like, who's your guy? Like, who's your man? Like, who's your hockey guy? And he said the guy's name, I can't remember, but wrote it down, saved it. I found an autographed signed jersey of that hockey player. So an extra, I don't know, $800 purchase right there. It's framed. It's going to go on his wall. It looks amazing. Red, white, and blue. It's an amazing frame. Like, it better than Buffalo Wild Wings could ever get. And then for the broker, he's from Kansas City. He moved to the Twin Cities. I don't know how all these guys got to the Twin Cities, but that's another thing to explore. And I've noticed on his Facebook, he has like a Kansas City Chiefs thing. So like on one parting call after like a Sunday game, it's like, hey, you catch the Chiefs game? How'd Pat Mahomes do? Is he your guy? He's like, oh man, I'm a diehard Chiefs guy. I love Pat Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. He's the best. He's my favorite. So I'm like, aha, got him. So I went to eBay and Patrick Mahomes jerseys are not cheap. Those framed are a lot of money. So I actually found a signed jersey. I got my own frame and I framed it up for him. So saved a little bit of money, but still another $800 out the door to get that for him. So I've got a Walter Payton signed signature autograph gift. Can't remember the other guy's name. I better look it up here. But a signed hockey jersey for the New York seller and then a signed Pat Mahomes jersey for the broker. So all this is to build goodwill out of gratitude. These guys have gone through a bunch for me. And people are like, oh, it's a waste of money, you know, whatever. Here we go. Mark Messier, that's the guy's name. He's a New York Rangers guy, but Mark Messier. But these guys have done a lot for me. And I know I'm giving them money, but they're also willing to take a seller's note. They've let me be a member of their clubs for a couple months. They've had conversations with me offline about the software, the vendors, introducing me to people. Like, I'm grateful for what they've done. If they decide to just take the money and run, like, that's fine. Like, that'd be a little disheartening and like losing a friend that I just met, but like, that's cool. But if they want to stick around and like be like, hey, like, Nathan's a really quality guy and they want to hang around, that plants just so much goodwill and camaraderie that I know it'll pay dividends in the long run. And plus, I feel good about the deal. I feel so good about the people. I want to express that gratitude with something that's going to stay with them for years and years to come. So they'll be getting that Friday. That's my random story. But set a vision and then just let time take care of the results along the way. So in less than 48 hours, I'll own a fitness studio. It's free. That's crazy. Wow. That's crazy. Less than 48 hours. That's so cool. It's rock and roll, baby. This is really good. I'm just smiling ear to ear, just staring at my white wall. God's good, guys. God is so good. So we're scheduled to close. Blocked off the work calendar. My wife's got the day off work. They've already wired all the money out of my account, so I guess the check's already been written. Something that I haven't told my family yet. There's gonna be a lot of symbolism at the signing. So some of my grandparents passed last year and the year prior, and they gave me a set of pens when I graduated. Or no, what did they do? There's a couple of different things. So one grandparent over time has given me a crisp, never used $5 bill. And she's always like, get something special, you know, and do something special. And I've saved those $5 bills. I keep them in the back of my wallet and I carry them with me wherever they go. Cause even if I feel like things are rough or we're about to go broke, like there's still $5 from grandma on my mom's side. And so, I'm going to tell her this after closing, but I put those funds into the business account because those are for the equity injection. And I'm going to print off a certificate shareholder thing for her because her 5 years of $5 for $25 goes, I'm dedicating towards the business funds. So, she doesn't know that yet, but you're not self-made. You can work like a crazy person, but you're not self-made. And then for my other grandparents, they gave me a lot of knowledge and learning. So from those grandparents, they gave me a special engraved pen with my name, as well as I got my grandfather's tassel when he graduated high school. So I'm going to be keeping that with me because they were business owners years and years ago. And that was just really cool. And so I'm gonna be keeping that in my pocket as like a thank you and using the pen that they gave me. And then I can't remember what I'm doing for my parents. My parents gave me some, I think it was another pen. But then for my in-laws as well. And they, when I graduated, college again, they gave me an engraved pen set too. And so I'm going to be using a pen that they gave me, cause they've been really, really monumental in my life too. So I'll be using a lot of different pens for signing, I guess what I'm trying to say. But using symbolism, not forgetting your origins, better make sure those pens work. How sucky would that be to go to closing and know the pens work? We'll still close. We'll just use a different Bic pen or Pilot pen or something. Closing with Bic sounds like a cheesy book, but rocking and rolling. We're closing in 44 hours. Time to test out some pens and get ready to rock and roll. This is going to be really, really cool. Let's go.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.